What's the word on Main Street? I'm glad you asked. Sarah Pebworth here with a look ahead at the week's offerings in the visual and literary arts. Word Festival is coming up later this month, October 23rd to 26th. I'm on the planning committee, and WERU is the media sponsor, so we'll let you know what's up. The full schedule is at wordfestival.org, and registration is open. Are you a writer who didn't enter the Word Writing Contest this year? You could generate some work in a workshop at the Word Festival, and then maybe enter next year. I asked Sandy Collier, a planning committee member, to tell you all about it.
Thanks for having me on, Sarah. I wonder how many people know that Word features a writing contest for short fiction, up to 1,500 words, open to all writers from anywhere, with two age categories, 14 to 17 and 18 and older. If you come to the Blue Hill Congregational Church on Saturday, October 25th at 7 p.m., you'll hear Patty Morris of Southern Maine read her winning fiction entry for this year, Celie, a Rock, which explores a mature woman's complex relationships and traumas as she searches along the shore for a specific rock that once gave her life meaning and hope. And although our youth contest winner, Lucy Grissett, also of Southern Maine, is unable to read her winning story in person this year, you can visit wordfestival.org over the festival weekend, October 23rd through 26th, to watch her read Unconditional, in which climate change on a small coastal island forces its inhabitants to reckon with their worst fear, whether to stay or go. Here's a special shout out to all writers. Please send in your stories for next year's 2026 writing contest. You can find out more about it at the Word website. Thank you, and I hope to see you all at the Word Festival, October 23rd, 26th, in Blue Hill.
Thank you so much, Sandy. Hey, are you heading to Deer Isle? You could check out the exhibit at the Deer Isle Artists Association, which is up now through October 18th. The exhibit of works includes basketry, ceramics, jewelry, paintings, photographs, wood. It's celebrating the luminosity and inspiration of the season. I hope you're feeling that. It's midday, Tuesday through Saturday, Sundays by chance. DeerIsleArtists.com for more information. Maine Craft Weekend is October 3rd and 4th, with events statewide, including Ellsworth, which has art demonstrations, story time, and workshops. Many activities are today, so check out MaineCraftWeekend.org and get going. And you know what's happening next weekend? Well, I'll let someone who's involved tell you all about it.
This is Mark Bell. I'm a local potter in Blue Hill, and I want to invite you to join us for the Fall Peninsula Potters Tour, October 11th and 12th, Saturday and Sunday, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. There are 12 potters participating in the Blue Hill Peninsula Potters Tour this fall. We're having open studios where folks can come and see how we make our work. There'll be some light refreshments, demonstrations, and also some visiting artists. On Saturday the 11th at 9 a.m., the Mark Bell Pottery, I will have 70 new pots coming out from my kiln. I do a kiln opening every fall that people can come and see the pots coming right out of the kiln. For a map and information, visit peninsulapotters.com.
Thank you so much, Mark. But what if pottery's not your thing? Well, what about sardines? It's Sardine Fest at the Penobscot Marine Museum in Searsport today. Today until 4 p.m. What happens at a festival of sardines, you might wonder? Live music, a touch tank, a sardine tasting, and storytelling, salty tales. What about sardine-inspired poetry, you might wonder? Oh, yes, they have that. And a comic book, too. You can even meet a sardine-packing champion. Sardines were a huge part of coastal communities from the late 1800s through the early 2000s, and Penobscot Marine Museum's exhibit, Sardine Land, explores the industry and its impact on people and communities. Sardine Fest celebrates the lost industry. PenobscotMarineMuseum.org for all the details. Over in Winter Harbor at Hammond Hall, we're invited to a Bobtober open mic. Bobtober, you wonder? Yep. Walk in, sign up, play a Dylan tune, or music by anyone else named Bob, or even about somebody named Bob. The open mic is now on the first Tuesday of the month, so October 7th, 7 to 9 p.m., scudicartsforall.org for more information. This has been Sarah Pebworth with What's the Word on Main Street? ¶¶